From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. A race for a seat on Broward County School Board lasted well beyond the primary election. This weekend, there was a recount for the race pitting incumbent Donna Korn against Ryan Petty, the parent of a victim killed in the February shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. The Sun Sentinel reports Korn kept her lead from last week's primary election. As of today, she had a majority of votes, about 50.4%. Petty had nearly 31% of the vote. That means Korn is expected to keep her seat on the school board. A second Parkland parent of a shooting victim, Lori Alhadef, did win a seat on the school board. On the Florida Roundup, WLRN's Tom Hudson spoke with WLRN's education reporter Jessica Bakeman about the response to the school board race. She begins by describing how the Petty campaign reacted to the news of the recount.
This gives us some insight as to why the Ryan Petty campaign really hasn't spoken out. They didn't put out a statement conceding or congratulating Donna Korn, so obviously they were anticipating this. But also, there was some tweeting about the recount, and Ryan Petty tweeted a meme of Jim Carrey from the movie Dumb and Dumber saying, "So you're telling me there's a chance?" Which I thought was really funny.
Finding a little bit of humor in what had been kind of a nasty race in the final weeks of that campaign, right?
A couple different things. You had on Donna Korn's side, she had appeared at an event where she said that last school year was amazing, and it was an off-the-cuff comment, not prepared, and that she was referring to the academic progress that had been made because she was speaking to principals, but that she has apologized for it, that she says, "I needed to apologize for it. I should have acknowledged the shooting. Clearly, I wasn't talking about that." But that was something that Ryan Petty and other critics had seized on and had circulated. And of course, some of the parents had said that that was really painful for them. And then on the other side, you know, Korn's campaign had leaked or at least, you know, alerted the Sun Sentinel to this history of controversial tweets that Ryan Petty has, mostly from many years ago, where he had a series of tweets that were racist, homophobic, anti-Semitic, even pro-gun. And I spoke with at least one voter in Parkland who said she was voting for Lori Alhadef, but she was voting against Ryan Petty because she is Jewish, and she said she felt very uncomfortable with the idea of electing someone who had tweeted this anti-Semitic idea.
Alhadef's child was shot and killed in the school shooting. She did win the district seat for the Parkland area to
Parkland,
be representing.
Parkland, Coral Springs, and Tamarack.
What will her presence mean on that school board in Broward County?
So at her victory party, I actually was able to go to both on Tuesday night, and it was filled with the other parents of kids who died, and they're these really familiar faces and voices now, you know, Max Schachter, April Shentrup, Fred Guttenberg. And they all said, you know, "I think it's really important to have a parent and a parent who has experienced this so personally, because they're going to be able to add a perspective that no one else really can." So also, like this group of parents at Lori Alhadef's party, the incumbent school board members were with Donna Korn at her party. And so I talked to a couple of them and asked Donna Korn, you know, "These people in Parkland," I talked to several people who said, "I just want to see the school board wiped clean. Let's get rid of all of them. Let's have all new people."
What's interesting, right, in that feeling maybe of some of the voters that you spoke to that wanted to start with a clean slate is how they feel, but yet the
That's
majority of voters, that wasn't reflected
in
the referendum question, which, you know, was about money and their willingness to spend more in property taxes to send that to the school district, most of it earmarked for teacher salaries and for school security measures.
Right. And I mean, it wasn't reflected across the board because Lori Alhadef's race, there was no incumbent. The incumbent had moved out.
Right.
And the other four races that were on the ballot, either an incumbent won or an incumbent is headed for a runoff or a recount, but they're all still in the game. So it looks like the likely, you know, scenario is we end up with four of the five people returning.
Yeah.
That was WLRN's Jessica Bakeman and Tom Hudson on the Florida Roundup. You can hear the full episode at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.